borders. And Voice News, your global link.
Government to monitor maize exports following removal of export ban. Expert warns that fuel tax relief losses could exceed 3.8 billion kwacha. And Mugabe's son pleads guilty to pointing a gun in South Africa. Good evening, with the news, I am Margaret Mwanza. Vice President Mutale Nalumango says government will monitor maize exports to other countries following the removal of the export ban. Recently, government lifted restrictions on the export of maize and millimeal in a bid to support farmers and increase their incomes. Speaking during the Vice President's question and answer session in the National Assembly today, Mrs. Nalumango said the monitoring is intended to ensure that only appropriate quantities are exported to protect the country from food insecurity. The government cares for the people of Zambia, therefore it will not do anything that will cause food insecurity in the country, said Mrs. Nalumango. Mrs. Nalumango explained that the decision to lift export restrictions was made because the country currently has a surplus of maize with adequate reserves due to a bumper harvest in the 2025-2026 farming season. She stated that with another strong harvest expected in the 2026-2027 season, exporting some maize will help generate revenue for the National Treasury. Mrs. Nalumango has assured the public that government has everything under control and has further urged farmers to avoid selling all their maize, encouraging them to keep some for household consumption.
You cannot sell. Please let us monitor our people. I know we want to vote, but let us tell them clearly. You have grown maize and some of them under FISIP. FISIP is maize that is sponsored by government. You harvest, I'm going to give very few, you harvest 50 bags of maize and you sell everything. And then you come back and you say, you need to be safe. It's an Zambian. It's an Zambian culture. When you want to be almost a beggar, you don't have to.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has urged aspiring presidential candidates in the country to promote peaceful, issue-based political competition as the nation prepares for the 2026 general election. ECZ has also called for strict adherence to legal and procedural requirements as well as constructive engagement with the commission amongst those aspiring for the presidential office. Speaking during a stakeholder engagement meeting with political parties for the 2026 general election, ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zalumis reminded participants that elections were not merely contests for power but processes through which the will of the people are expressed. Ms. Zalumis emphasized that the credibility and integrity of the electoral process depends not only on the Commission's management but also on the conduct and cooperation of political parties and their candidates. She said the meeting was meant to provide an update on the 2026 general election roadmap and to clarify the nomination process for presidential candidates. Ms. Zalumis stated that the commission would guide political parties through nomination qualifications, the pre-processing of supporters, applicable nomination fees, and the nomination timetable. She stressed that compliance with these requirements is essential for a smooth nomination process and for safeguarding the credibility of the elections. Ms. Zalumis further highlighted the uniqueness of the upcoming polls, noting that the 2026 general election would be the first to take place after a constitutional amendment that increased the number of constituency-based seats from 156 to 226 and introduced the mixed number proportional representation system. Business consultant Mubamba Sichilongo has warned that 3.8 billion kwacha in revenue the government has lost due to fuel tax relief measures could continue to rise beyond the initial projected period. Mr. Sichilongo says the situation remains uncertain in the immediate future, despite efforts to cushion consumers through tax relief. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Sichilongo noted that while the relief measures were intended to ease pressure, fuel prices have continued to rise not only across Africa but globally, prolonging the economic impact. In the short to medium term, the situation may persist, with fuel prices likely to keep increasing unless there is a positive shift, particularly a reduction in crude oil prices, said Mr. Sichilongo. Mr. Sichilongo further explained that the global surge in fuel prices has already caused damage to critical infrastructure and economic systems, warning that a return to normal conditions may take considerable time. He emphasized that without significant improvements in global oil markets, the financial strain on government resources and consumers is expected to continue.
So it is possible that the 3.8 billion tax relief offered may continue to rise even beyond the initial period that government had put in place. It is a situation where the immediate future is uncertain, and even with the relief, we see that the increase in fuel, not only in the country but in Africa and in the world as well.
Health Minister Alex Katakwe has announced that the government has allocated more than 69 million kwacha to rehabilitate the water reticulation system at the University Teaching Hospital, Adult Wing. Dr. Katakwe acknowledged that the current piping infrastructure is outdated and in urgent need of replacement. Speaking in the National Assembly today, Dr. Katakwe explained that the Ministry of Health, in partnership with the Ministry of Water and Sanitation, has launched a program to modernize the hospital's water system. The House may wish to know that the Treasury has already released 69,747,823 kwacha for this project, said Dr. Katakwe. He added that the procurement process is currently underway, with rehabilitation works set to begin as soon as it is completed. Dr. Katakwe was responding to a question from Chama North Member of Parliament, Yotam Mtayachalo, who sought clarity on measures being taken to address the inconsistent water supply at the UTH Adult Wing. The minister also assured that the upgrade works will be carried out without interrupting the hospital's water supply.
The government is mindful that the existing pipework is aged and requires replacement. Accordingly, the Minister of Health, working in collaboration with the Minister of Water and Sanitation, has embarked on a program to modernize the hospital's water reticulation system. The House may wish to note that the Treasury has already released 69,747,823 kwacha 59 ngwe for this project. Procurement processes are underway and rehabilitation works will commence immediately upon conclusion.
In African news, the youngest son of Zimbabwe's late former leader, Robert Mugabe, has pleaded guilty to pointing a firearm and illegally being in South Africa. Bellarmine Mugabe entered guilty pleas to the two charges after he was arrested in February following the shooting of a 23-year-old man at his home in Johannesburg. The 28-year-old has been held in custody along co-accused Tobias Matonze and appeared at the court in Alexandria on Friday. Lawyers for the men told the court they were prepared to return to their native Zimbabwe at their own expense if they do not receive a custodial sentence. Coming up shortly, Israel and Lebanon agree 10-day ceasefire, Trump says. This and more, stay tuned.
Malaria is the leading cause of illness and death in Zambia, especially among children under 5. However, malaria is preventable with measures to avoid mosquito bites, such as the use of insecticide-treated nets, indoor residual house spraying, intermittent preventive treatment, and environmental management.
Prevent malaria. Protect your family from death.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. The leaders of Israel and Lebanon have agreed a 10-day ceasefire, U.S. President Donald Trump has said, starting from midnight local time on Thursday.